This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedwards. In Beijing, diplomats from the United States, North Korea, and China today open 3 days of discussions on Pyongyang's suspected nuclear weapons program. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly leads the American delegation. None of the governments has provided an agenda for the talks, which is the first time in 6 months that U.S. and North Korean officials have met face-to-face. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. What's supposed to come out of these discussions?
Even the most optimistic observer thinks that probably the best-case scenario is just to come out of the 3 days of talks agreeing to meet again. It's something of a feat of diplomacy that the U.S. and North Korea are even sitting down at the same table, and a lot of the credit for that goes to China. Both sides put conditions on how they would meet with each other. U.S. said it had to be multilateral. North Korea said that it had to be bilateral, and the Chinese have come up with this way of dealing with it, that they are at the table as well. So they are basically saving face for each of the sides.
The U.S. wanted South Korea and Japan in on these talks. It gets China instead. What's China's role?
China's role is really quite important, and this marks really quite a new step for the Chinese. They are the ones who have managed to bring the two sides together. The Chinese and the Americans, of course, are much closer since 9/11. There's been a lot more cooperation between the two sides. And the Chinese really are the only country with any influence over the North Koreans. And what has happened is that the Chinese, who are very much against interference in the internal affairs of other countries, that I think they've realized that regional stability is at stake here, and therefore they've got to step up to the plate and use their leverage on North Korea to bring the North Koreans to the table, use their newfound friendship with the Americans to bring the two sides together just to thrash some kind of solution out, because there's a lot at stake here in Northeast Asia.
What's known about North Korea's nuclear weapons program? What's happened in the 6 months since the last talks with North Korea?
That's very difficult to say, as everything is very difficult to say about North Korea. I mean, journalists are not allowed in there. We just don't know what's going on. But essentially, what we think is happening is the North Koreans have reached the point where they're ready to reprocess these nuclear fuel rods. So they could, within 6 months, be able to produce 5 or 6 nuclear weapons. This really is their biggest bargaining chip. They are saying, well, if you don't give us what we want, which is some diplomatic recognition, a lot of aid, some guarantees that you're not going to attack us, then we're going to go ahead and declare ourselves a nuclear power. And that's really what makes this situation so volatile. Many people in the region feel the U.S. has to do some deal with the North Koreans. Otherwise, they will go nuclear, and that will have major ramifications for the stability of Northeast Asia.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.